This is Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here in the middle of Sefer Devarim. We have come to Parshas Shoftim. And oftentimes, I love to focus on the phrase, I love to focus on the word that oftentimes starts the Parsha or is the name of the Parsha. We look at the word Shoftim. B'shotrim. Shoftim b'shotrim titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. Moshe's talking to the Jewish people in the last days of his life, really the last weeks of his life, and then the last days of his life, then the last hours of his life, really. Moshe takes the time to speak to his beloved people, and then he goes basically tent by tent, house by house, talking to the people and interacting with the people and guiding the people and instructing the people in his last days on earth. We've talked about before how fascinating it is that he knew his time was ending. He knew he was ending, his life was ending in just a little while, and he could have done anything. He could have, you know, made his last will and testament to his own kids, telling his family what to do, telling, you know, his brother what to do, but instead he tells the regular aspects of the nation, the Jewish people, what to do. And one of them is the fact that there needs to be shoftim v'shotrim tidein lecha b'chol she'arecha. In all of your gates, in all of your aspects, in all of your places, there needs to be judges. There needs to be law-abiding people. There has to be law and order in all aspects of life, in all aspects of society, whether it be on your block, in your town, in your state, in your country, in the world. There needs to be law and order. But an officer of the law doesn't just mean a cop or a firefighter, someone upholding the laws. It doesn't just mean the judges. It doesn't just mean lawyers. It means each and every one of us, because we think about what it means to be an officer of the law, God's law. We are God's people, God's chosen people to do good. The Jewish people, we are chosen to make a difference. We are chosen to make the world better. We are chosen to make the world a brighter place, a wonderful place. And we need to be our own officers of the law. I've talked about this in the past seasons, but it always bears repeating how we have the chance, we have the capability to be that officer of the law. You don't have to be even a crossing guard. You don't have to be someone, a clerk involved in traffic, but you can be involved in the crossing areas of your life, in the crossover aspects of your life, in your journey, in your patrolling, and in your transit areas of your life. How can you help those around you? How can you benefit the people around you? How can you be involved in Judaism, in Torah, in mitzvos, in chesed, in being involved in what you can to make the world a better place, a more bright place, a more beautiful place? So the question to pose to ourselves, and of course I usually talk to myself, and you could always listen in, but we want to ask ourselves, and I particularly want to ask myself, how can I be an officer of the law, of the Jewish law, of the Torah law, the Bible, the Torah itself, in our own daily life? What can we do? What can we impact? What can we bring to the life to be our own shofet, to be our own shoter, to be our own officer of the law, our own person upholding the law, the Jewish law? What can we do in our life to make sure and to ensure that it is upheld and upkept every single day? If there is some aspect of Judaism, of Yahadut, of the Jewish way of life that you excel at, that you exceed at, then you should enforce that aspect of the law, that aspect of Judaism, that aspect of your life for those around you. If you're excellent at Bikur Cholim, then be a shining light to others for Bikur Cholim. If you're excellent in Hakhnasas Orchim, then be a shining light to uphold that law, that aspect, that halacha, that part of the Jewish way of life, and to be a shining example for others. You can be the lieutenant in that regard. You could be the lieutenant in that mitzvah. If you always try to find ways to be better, Hakhnasas Orchim, you could be a detective in that way. We should be our own detectives in our own life, finding what we could do to make life, the life of those around us, even better, even greater, even more wonderful. I like to be an officer of podcasts. Baruch Hashem, I work for JewishPodcast.fm, as one of my side things, I myself host my podcast on jewishpodcast.fm, and of course you could hear them on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and Yidpod, our dedicated Torah app itself for Jewish podcasts. But of course we can make sure to ensure that others can bring Torah, that others can have Torah involved in Torah. And of course it's wonderful to be involved in Jewish radio itself, Nachum Segal Network being a prime example of that, being a terrific, terrific channel. But if you have a capability and you have a talent and an ability to spread light and to sign up for podcasts, why not? And it is a tremendous honor and as a host and a wonderful privilege to work with people when I have them set up and I sign them up and I set them up. It feels a wonderful nachas ruach for me. Like another podcast is born, another podcast was created thanks to Hashem, another podcast was streamlined, and it's a wonderful way to be involved in that. And I want to be an officer in that regard for myself, working on my kid book project. I feel an officer in that way, trying to pave the way for Judaism, for the Jewish way of life to have this. Why should it only be that there's I Spy and Hidden Items and Where's Waldo? Why can't there be a Jewish alternative? And Hashem put it in my mind, and I'm working very strongly and hard to make sure to ensure that this does happen. Baruch Hashem, we have many episodes published in the Jewish Link, and God willing, hopefully this coming year, after the summer in 2023, hopefully it'll be back. And then we plan over the months to make a book and to sell it on Amazon, and hopefully it will be the start of a wonderful series. I have ideas. I wrote it down in my app, in my notes, and I wrote it down what I envision and what I want to see to be my own officer in this regard. You have an idea, you have a concept, you have something you want to do. You could be your own officer. You can enforce your own aspect of the Jewish law. There are people that are excellent at food and they carved out their way. They're an officer in that regard. You think of different aspects like Jamie Geller, you think of Peas, Love, and Carrots, you think of Food by Rory. There are many, many fantastic people. You know, Naomi Nachman, there are kosher.com has awesome shows, and they have that skillet show my wife and I love because it's like a Jewish version of Chopped and elements of MasterChef too, which we really like. Really cool aspects, and they're being officers in their own regard too, in different industries, in different aspects, in different ways. Of course, the powerhouse that is JCN, Jewish Content Network, involved in so many different hands and different things. You could be your own powerhouse in the Jewish radio industry. The Nachum Segal Network is huge and a huge leader. And in the website industry, you think about Aish.com, Chabad.org, and OU.org, all these wonderful websites, YU Torah and Chazak, and there's just so many that it's hard to remember all of them. Any aspect, many different aspects, you think about Jewish movies and music videos, you think about Yidflix is a wonderful one, and Living L'Chaim is a cool thing. You think about WhatsApp groups, you think about Meaningful Minute and Sparks of a Nation, really cool stuff. And when we think about books, and podcast itself, Yidpod, and hopefully audiobooks, Jewish audiobooks will come to the forum. There's the Amagat's Market has really cool stuff, and Mostly Music has cool stuff as well. Different areas of different genres of different things. There are leaders and officers in their own right, in their own way. Shoftim v'shotrim titen l'cha b'chol sherecha doesn't just mean the detectives and the lieutenants enforcing law and order, the law of the land, and even in Jewish law there was the Sanhedrin, but in our own regard, different aspects, different ways. And you think about the publishing industry, I love Menucha Publishers and Sharp Press and Feldheim and Sufta and Israel Bookshop. There's so many out there, and there's more that I can't even think of. Different aspects of different regards, people making their name for themselves in the Jewish music industry, how big it is, how wonderful it is. I myself play guitar since I'm 10 for many years, and I love playing the guitar, Baruch Hashem, on the fantastic one, the Martin, and Baruch Hashem on the budget one too. But in different ways, different aspects in different ways, we can carve out areas for ourselves to be fantastic. You think about radio, you think about a radio player, and lo and behold, a couple of years ago, Naki Radio was born, the only Jewish kosher internet radio music player, and there are many different MP3 players that are out there. I think 24/6 is one of them. I love the idea of having that. And of course, there are different phones and kosher phones too that are out there, but these are different aspects of different regards. I myself have the Naki Home, by the way, is the model I love, with the remote control. It's a Radio player. It has Nachum Siegel Network. It has the Tani Talks podcast channel. It has Sheer Enjoyment Radio channel as well for my radio show on a different night. But different ways and different aspects, people can carve out a way to be their own officer, their own detective, their own lieutenant. You can look and detect what can be added to the Jewish world and the world at large. You can figure out how you could dominate over a certain area where you have talent, where you have ability, where you have capability to lead greatness to the world, to add greatness to the world. Look for the way that you could be a show fate in your own regard, in your town, in your life, in your Dalet Amos. Look for a way you could be a show tear in your life, in your aspect, in your regard, and you'll see there are many opportunities, there are many capabilities, there are many aspects that you can utilize your talents. You could utilize your capabilities, your abilities to make the world a better place, a more beautiful place, a fantastic place. And as Moshe speaks to us in his last few days, his last moments, and asks us to find the shovet, find the shoter, and make it happen in your midst, in our midst, we too can have our own ability to be that shovet, to be that shoter in our life and the lives of those around us, making a difference to Torah, Chesed, and Mitzvahs every single day. And we should try in many different ways. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.